All right. On this Thursday morning, things are getting serious in the UK right now when it comes to coronavirus. And Prime Minister Boris Johnson is urging people to stick to all the rules all the time. Joining us right now is ABC News foreign correspondent in London, Tom Rivers. Tom, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Paul. Yeah, it really is coming to crunch time. And they kind of, you know, knew that this would be a possibility when they started opening up various sectors in the economy going back to late July.
Yeah.
But they thought it'd be more manageable. But in truth, no, it's really taken off like a rocket here. The number of cases per day and then now the deaths per day as well going up. And you look at the UK, it's over 42,000 official deaths, probably more than that. But that doesn't may not sound too bad compared to 200,000 in the U.S. But per capita, with a population of 65 million here, the U.K. is doing worse in terms of per capita deaths than the U.S. So, yeah, not a very good situation. In fact, it's the worst country in Europe as far as mortality goes with regard to COVID-19.
You mentioned, you know, opening various sectors of the economy dating back to July, which we have done here in the U.S. as well to a certain degree. But people are really starting to get fed up with the restrictions there in the U.K., aren't they?
Well, that's part of the problem, exactly. And social distancing, you know, it's a real issue. And, you know, you think about this, that day would come. And would it be 6 months, as is the case now, or maybe 9 months or maybe 12 months? But, yeah, people are kind of getting fed up here and saying, look, I can't do this much longer. And Boris Johnson is saying, please do stick with your local lockdowns. There are about 30% of the country, the cities here, are under some form of restrictions, okay? And if that doesn't work, if that doesn't turn around and you don't get the results right away, takes about 2 weeks. If that doesn't turn around, he says, look, I don't want to do it, but we're going to have to enter into yet again another national lockdown.
And that would be disastrous for the economy, wouldn't it?
Very much so. Very much so. You'd have to, you know, compounding things. At the end of October, the government had a pretty good furlough payment plan for literally, you know, many, many people here in the country that have been out of work. Well, that particular program ends. They've got another program on the back of that, but it isn't going to pay as much money out. But it gets a little bit complicated, too, because the companies have to keep people on at least a third of their hours. Say they were on 40 hours a week, they got to work at least 13. But it gets complicated. Anyways, having said that, there's a cliff. November 1 could be one heck of a drop-off, and at which point we expect unemployment numbers to really, really take off very steeply indeed.
Is this a second wave? I mean, is it officially being called a second wave of COVID-19 in Great Britain?
They're calling it that, but really it's the same virus. It really hasn't changed. Scientists say it hasn't mutated. It's the same one that was suppressed for better part of, 3-4 months?
Mm-hmm.
And then as they had to open up the economy. Otherwise, you know, nothing would survive if you kept everything locked down ad infinitum. That, you know, when you did that, you thought, well, the numbers would be going up, but is it manageable? We're right at that point. I say this within a week or two, either these, you know, limited measures are going to do what they're supposed to do and the numbers will gradually come down a bit, plateau, or no, they're going to continue to shoot up, at which point there's going to be no option but to say, you know, everything is shut down except for grocery stores and pharmacies and gas stations. Other than that, you know, we're going to be where we were in March. Everybody go home. If you can work from there, great. If you can't, that's tough. You got to stay there.
We'll certainly be watching to see how that all develops. We, of course, don't want to see that happen here either. So, Tom, we appreciate your reporting today. Thanks for joining us today.
Take care.
All right. Bye-bye.